Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott, and this is Seller Roundtable number 48 with my co-host,
Amy Wiese.
And today we're super excited and happy to have Mina Elias. And he said I was going to butcher his name, and I probably did.
No, that was good.
Thank you so much for being on, Mina. Today we're going to talk about going deep in product research. So we're super excited to have you on here today. And we want to hear about you. So I'm going to hand it off to Amy, and she's going to grill you with all those tough questions.
21 yes. questions.
Well, first of all, Mina, it's great to finally meet you in person. I reached out to you after seeing you posted in Stephen Black's group all about product research and how you do kind of market research and going deep into a niche. And I was like, this is a cool guy. I need to talk to this guy more. So I got to meet you in person recently in Los Angeles, and it was just a really great time getting to know you better. And I'm excited to have you on the show today. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about you, like, where you were born, where you grew up, and how you got into
Amazon e-commerce. So born in Cairo, Egypt. When I was 2, my parents moved to Dubai. That's where I was raised up until I was 18. And then I moved to college in Connecticut. And then I went to college, got my bachelor's in chemical engineering and chemistry, got my master's in industrial engineering. And then, after working for 5 years full-time, 9 to 5, I decided that this is definitely not the solution. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I was like, this is it. I gotta start my own business. So one day I was sitting down with my dad back in Egypt on vacation and was looking up, a protein powder. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking up a protein powder. He's like, why don't you start your own company? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, start my own company? Like, you never think about like your companies are like big things. And he's like, yeah, like, why don't you look into it? So I said, maybe I will. And, I looked into it. I talked to a couple friends who did own businesses. They said it was easy and just like start a business. And then I was like, okay, I looked at the numbers, right? Like the raw material, stuff like that. I was going to source everything from Amazon. So I worked the numbers based off of like stuff from Amazon, which is obviously we know is like way marked up. And I was like, okay, the math works, right? Like if I combine everything and then sell it for like average competitive price, I'd still make a lot of money.
Were you going to like get all the raw materials on Amazon and mix it all together and then?
Well, that's what I initially did, right? Because I had to test it on myself. Yeah. So I ordered everything off of Amazon and it came in my house and I got like one of those like big bowls and I started mixing. And I like actually made the first batch and I started taking it and I was like, okay, like, let's see how I feel. And I'm an MMA fighter. So it was during MMA training, I would take it 30 minutes before. And the product's called Hydrolyte. It's an electrolyte powder. And so I felt good. I felt really good. I said, it's the placebo effect because I made it myself. And so I gave it to a bunch of friends. I said, this is like this brand new supplement no one knows about. This company trusted me. Don't tell anyone about it. And so they all tried it. They're like, wow, this stuff is really good. And I was like, yeah, this is my company. And they're like, what are you talking about? This is your company. Come on. Eventually I was like, okay, I'm going to make this public. I posted on Facebook. I was like, guys, I officially started my own company. You know that feeling, right? When you start your own company. And one of my friends was the marketing manager for an MMA promotion. He's like, hey, I heard you start a company, right? You're selling supplements. I said, yeah. He's like, okay, I got you a free table at our venue, 3 weeks from now. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't even have anything figured out. He's like, I don't care. Like, you're going to be there. And so I went on Vistaprint. I made a banner. And then like, I got like some supplements, made. The first batch was 45 units. And I went there and I sold 25 in that one night. And I was like, wow, like people really like this product. This is crazy. And like the crazy thing was like, I wish it was even like a good audience. It was all drunk people. And it was like 90% drunk people. And the 10% that weren't drunk were like, yeah, like I'll try your, like I want to buy your supplement.
And were you still like mixing it at home in a bowl at this point?
No, no. At that point I had like, you know, cause I was like, okay, what do I do? So, I did some research, right? I knew the prices on Amazon. So I went on Google and I said, where else can I buy this? And I found like a bunch of places. And the cheapest one, I called them. I said, hey, can you make me a custom formula? And they're like, yeah, sure. We'll make you a custom formula. And so they made me the first one. And their minimum order quantity was like nothing. So
you sourced in the U.S. to begin with.
Yeah, always. Yeah, China was like, well, I don't even.
Yeah, well, especially with supplements.
Yeah,
especially with supplements. Like a lot of people don't. I mean, topicals and stuff like that, you can often source for very. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who teaches how to get ungated in topicals, and she actually teaches to use a very low quantity of like make your own chapstick kind of thing with a U.S. supplier, because the order quantities are very very low, and you can get all the FDA certifications and everything like that. So
exactly.
That's really cool. So you got started just by trying it out yourself.
Yeah.
And then, so how many years ago was this when you kind of got into all of this?
Like year and a half. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're pretty new at this,
pretty new.
And it's really interesting to me that you kind of just stumbled upon this. So weren't really even using any of like the tools that everybody uses.
Nothing.
You kind of just went like, hey, I'm into MMA. I'm an MMA fighter. I'm going to try to make my own supplement company. And
exactly.
Then, you know?
Yeah. And so people kept asking me at the show, they're like, where can I buy this? And so I lied to everyone. I said, it's going to be on Amazon soon. And I had no idea how to even get on Amazon, like if you can even sell on Amazon, but it was whatever. And so then I went and I did like crazy research and I figured out how to get on it. And they're like, okay, we just need like these certificates. So I went back to the guy, I told him, this is what Amazon wants. He sent me the stuff. I sent it to Amazon. In 3 days, I was approved. And so I was like, all right, like, let's start with like 100 units, see how things go. And I started watching YouTube videos and I saw like some of Sammer's stuff. And he's like, you have to like give away this many units, you have to do PPC. So I started like getting into things and that's kind of like how my journey started. Didn't know anything, helium 10, nothing, none of that stuff. Like nothing at all.
In some cases it's really good because you were following your own formula. You knew your market. Yeah. You know, yes, you had to learn the tricks of the Amazon trade, but, you know, you learn from there. So where are you at now? Are you brand registered now? Do you have?
Yes. I have 3 accounts now, 3 Amazon accounts, 3 brands, maybe 4 brands, and 2 of them are in 1 account. You know, I'm like doing pretty good. I think this year we're going to hit close to 2 million, if I'm lucky. Well, you know, if I work hard enough, not if I'm lucky. you know, everything's good. My supply chain, I've got my supply chain down. And that's one thing like people don't talk about enough. And you do a good job because you actually go to China and talk to these people. And so many people struggle because they like talk to their supplier, like, and say, hey, how much can I get this for? What's minimum order quantity? Like, you know, like, blah, like, come on, like this is a human being you're talking to. Like if someone talked to me like that, I'd just delete the email. And and so I built a super good relationship with my supplier. He's 30 minutes away from me. So I pop in to his office like once a week, bother him, give him gifts every week. I never come empty handed. I know exactly what he likes, what his kids like, what his wife likes. And every week it's something. I bring him something and he goes above and beyond for me. And like, we've built a really good relationship. Like I know that the only way like anything will ever like happen is if like he, like something crazy happens and he goes like bankrupt and he's like, Mina, like you need to find someone else. Like I'm going out of business, you know?
Mina, real quick, I just want to mention something that you know, what you just mentioned about bringing gifts and things like that. There's so many people who don't realize that you need to take care of the people who support your business, right? Like every year we give our UPS drivers and our UPS postal service drivers like nice big Christmas bonus, like, you know, like we mm-hmm. take care of them because we know that our success, you know, rides on those people. So just wanted to point that out, that a lot of sellers don't think about that and don't do that. And it's super important to take care of the people who are taking care of you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really, I agree. Really good point. So when did you first learn about Amazon? Did you?
After the conference, the MMA promotion, when I started searching, how do I sell on Amazon?
Oh, wow. And what made you think that you needed to sell this? I mean, because you sold this many units. Were people asking you, hey, can I buy this on Amazon? Or
yeah. Some people were, but 90% of the people were saying, where can I buy this? And because I didn't know anything, right? And like my friend said, all you need is a website. I said, okay, what kind? She's like Squarespace. She's actually now she's my marketing research girl. And she does so much work for me. And like a year and a half ago, she was like telling me what to do. And she's like, just go on Squarespace, build a website. So I went on Squarespace, built a website, but I didn't even know like about any e-commerce features, nothing. And then I was like, where do I buy all my supplements? And I literally live right next to two supplement stores, but I don't go to them. I buy on Amazon because mm-hmm. I don't know. I hate going to the store and having some guy like come up to me and like talk to me. And 90% of the time, like I'm very well educated on supplements. So I have some guy who's like, you know, from college, works out and is like, oh, like, let me tell you about this supplement. I'm like, I know it's all bullshit. Like all the supplements, like I know what goes into supplement. Don't tell me anything. And so like, I just like ordering on Amazon comes straight to my door. And so right. I was like, if I like that, then many other people must, you know, do the same thing. And so I was like, I got to get on Amazon. And that's how like that kind of started.
And then what was your biggest challenge once you were able to get your product on Amazon? What was your biggest challenge after that as you were doing that?
Initially it was just like the learning curve, right? You know, it was just like learning all these like different things, but PPC was definitely like the biggest struggle. And it is why I'm really good at PPC now, is because that was like the biggest thing for me. And because it's supplements, it's so competitive. I mean, the number one listing does 1.5 million a month. And the number on my main keyword, and number two listing does like 750,000 a month. So they're crazy, you know, big companies. So for me to even come close to compete with people with like 15,000 reviews, stuff like that, it's really difficult. So the biggest, I guess, challenge was really understanding how to leverage PPC for like a smaller brand. And then, you know, there's, I made so many mistakes, obviously. Like, you know, I didn't even start knowing that like this was a thing. So you can imagine I bumped into every single thing possible. I wasted a lot of money on stuff. My first product wasn't that good, you know, because when I started it, I was kind of like, let's test the waters, right? The formula was super solid, but like my packaging didn't look good. My images didn't look good. And, you know, I was trying to be cheap on stuff like Fiverr. I used Fiverr a lot. Please don't use but please don't be cheap. Like it's so much more worth it. Like now, like I'll spend, you know, I'll find someone to create a brand new label for me. Maybe it will cost me like, let's say $350, $400, but I will make that money like 100 times back just because I have a really good label. And if you skimp, you know, instead of, you know, helping you, it'll hurt you. So that's, I guess, would be my biggest like learning thing.
Definitely. Cause I mean, especially with supplements, mm-hmm. there's a huge aspect of trust. And mm-hmm. if your label doesn't look good, if it looks like, oh my gosh, I don't want to put that in my body. Like, you know, yeah. It's really good that you've taken that seriously. So did you take any courses or anything when you first got started on Amazon?
No, I just, yeah, I didn't even know their courses existed. I didn't know anything about it. Like I called them up and I said, hey, I want to sell. Like, how can I sell? And they're like, oh, please go to the Seller Central page. And I was like, okay, went to the Seller Central page, signed up. And I'm like, how can I sell? Like I signed up for an account. And they're like, oh, you need to like go on like a product, another supplement, and click like, you know, view listing limitations, apply. And like, so I just, you know, I just called them. I didn't know that courses even existed in this space.
So how many products do you have now?
I think we're going on like 13, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then, so what was your, and I know that we're going to get into your product research process. Mm-hmm. But, and I think all of us had a bad product to begin with.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
It's one of the, it's like a really good seller now. Right. But it started out like, you know, like, it didn't start out perfect. It started out and I just made like huge improvements to it now. So it's selling really well now, but I like, even now I'm making improvements. But when I started out, it was literally a bag with a sticker on it.
Andy, did you have a question?
Yeah, no, sort of a question and some insight too. You know, what I love is that, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, you know, like so many people that we work with know so much about Amazon before they start that they never actually get going because they think that they need to, you know, do this thing or that thing or do this thing, all these steps before they get started, which it was the opposite with you. You had no idea. So you just started making promises and then delivering on those promises.
Yeah.
Cause you had people, you know, that were relying on you. So I love that, you know, and just kind of some insight for people to know, to, you know, even though Amazon seems like this big, horrible, terrible thing that you have to, you know, learn every little bit before you get started. There's nothing like action, right? Jumping in there and trial by fire. That's the exact same way I started. You know, I started in 2012, so there's no courses. There's no, you know, there's nothing. So it was just like, I had to go through all the pain points, but to me it was a blessing because now I pretty much know, you know, selling on Amazon at like the back of my hand, right? All the intricacies, all the challenges, everything like that. So, just some insight. I think that's awesome that you were just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And you got to work and did it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think,
interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just interesting that I think that at least makes three of us here that basically started by hitting the ground and just figuring out how to make it work. So many people in the industry right now are just in analysis paralysis. What product do I sell? What research method do I take? And it's crazy to see. I mean, there's it seems like every different conference I go to, I meet more people that they started by just hitting the ground running. You know, over analysis is the biggest paralysis to any business inception.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, just kind of failing fast. And I think every person that we've had on the podcast that has told their story has said, oh my gosh, in the beginning, this product was terrible, or, you know, I had a couple failed products. And, you know, and sometimes it's like, I think Fernando Cruz, he was talking about, he had one product that just took off and it didn't even make any sense that it took off, you know, and it was just one, you know, you definitely never know. So after you got your first product kind of going, what made you think, okay, I want to move on to the second product? And what was your process kind of getting into like choosing a second product?
So once I got going with my first product, as soon as I, like, initially I was like incentivizing some people to buy, right? And I was like, guys, like, it was all my friends. I was like, guys, like, support me, like, I'm your friend. And so then, you know, that kind of in a week died down, and I started looking at my orders, and it was like John from Utah and like this person. And I was like, wow, like at least 10 people a day, like from weird places are buying my product. So I was like, this is a thing, right?
People I don't know are buying my product. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is a thing. Like, I'm going to make this a business. And I, as soon as like I started making that money, I committed to myself. I said, within 6 months, I'm going to replace my job income, and more, and I'm going to quit my job and do this full time. And so, and I did that. I actually, I think I quit like a month early. So
what were you doing? What was your full-time job at the time?
I was a project manager in construction. So wow. I was managing like 12 million in projects. We're doing like a ton of road work. We were like replacing water mains and stuff like that. So it wasn't that fun. You know, 9-to-5s are not fun.
So once your first product kind of started selling really well, you were like, okay, there's something here. I'm going to set this goal for myself. And, and so it appeared to you that you would need to have some more products.
Yeah. Well, Sammer always talked about Matt Loberstein. Now Matt Loberstein's in Manhattan Beach. I actually invited him to the meetup, but he never came. But, you know, Sammer always said he looked up to Matt. And so he was having like a live with Matt. And I asked in the live, I said, Matt, what, took your business from good to great? And he said, like the real difference was launching more products. And so that kind of stuck with me. And I was like, you know, if I think about it, you know, if I'm selling, let's say 10 units a day, and like I do amazing PPC and now it's 20 or 30. And then I do amazing like images and reviews, it's 40, 50, you know, nothing's going to be doubling that by another product and then tripling that and then quadrupling that. And so, it, you know, kind of clicked. I was like, he's right. Like if I launch like 10 more products or whatever, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to grow than trying to like really grow just one product. And then don't get me wrong, I did put 110% into that one product. And then once I got that down is when I said, okay, now I'm going to duplicate. And now I'm in the process of like, completely like systemizing the whole thing, right? From research all the way to the products on Amazon and selling and everything, creating the images, labels, all that stuff. I'm trying to like systemize it so I can delegate like 90% of it. And you know, get it just, you know, working like more of a machine. And so that, you know, that was really when I decided, hey, I'm going to start launching another product. And the second product was easy. It was a flavor variation, and that product actually failed and I'm killing it. Because I decided to, you know, use my own skills, to, you know, to come up with the flavor. So I sourced the flavor from one of the best flavor, manufacturers in the country. But then I was like, okay, I'm just going to put the flavor, on top of like my existing formula, which doesn't work. So it was when I met my new manufacturer and he helped me with the flavoring and all that stuff is when I actually started, you know, doing well, with the flavors. But so
when you say the flavor failed, was it, what do you mean by it failed? Was it that people just gave you really bad feedback? Yeah. They said, this doesn't taste good. I don't like it.
Yeah,
and then you started working with your manufacturer to, taste horrible.
They weren't nice about it. They said, this is horrible. I feel like I'm going to puke. Like, it's 3 stars on Amazon. So people hated it. And so I was like, okay, you know, no problem. Like I'm not qualified to like come up with good flavors. So that was my mistake for skimping on that. And when I met the new manufacturer, obviously he has like 30+ years of experience coming up with the best flavors and the best products. And he works with other people too. So, you know, I was like, okay, I need like a good flavor. And he's like, here's a flavor based on like what you want. And here's a flavor based on what I can make you. And then he obviously made something really, really good. And I was like, wow. You know, that was a home run. And that was like, it's my second flavor, Blue Raz, and everyone who tastes it loves it. And then ever since then, it's been like history, you know?
Definitely. That's really cool. So, how did you decide your second product was a different flavor? So kind of a variation of your first product. When you decided to go into another product type that isn't a variation, what was kind of your process? Like walk us through your process of, okay, I'm going to step outside of this
single product,
the single product and the variations within it. And I'm going to start like a new product that would be a different listing, you know, and what was your process for choosing that product and kind of walk us through that.
Okay, and so because I had an existing like base with Hydrolyte, right? Hydrolyte was basically you know, geared towards the avatar of a competitive athlete. So when I create products with a person in mind. And so if I'm creating a product for like me, Mina, I know like that this person, you know, he works out hard, he's competitive, he wants something that's going to help him train, something for energy, something that's going to help him sleep, something, you know. And so that's where I started, okay, you know, Hydrolyte is made for competitive athletes. Now, what's the next thing that I can come up with for them? And then, you know, I came up with a few. And then I was like, okay, well, I need to find a way to like, you know, pick. I can't just pick it myself. So I created a Facebook group and I added maybe like 100, 150 of my friends in there. And they're all like my friends from MMA, from the gym, you know, people that know me that are also athletes. And I said, and I would put a poll up and I said, guys, like, which product would you like to see next? It was this or this or that. And then everyone, you know, I wanted one thing and then everyone voted on another thing. I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go with what the people want. And so
what did you use for voting to get feedback from?
Just a poll. on my Facebook group. I know that there's Pickfu is another service people use. But I mean, at the time I didn't know about it or anything. So
did you grow, because some people kind of grow a Facebook group. Did you already have a Facebook group, or no, did you just grow one at the time?
No. That's yeah. So cool.
Yeah. When I decided that I need to do like a second product, not like a variation, I said, okay, well, I need, you know, a group of people. So I literally created that group that day and just went on my phone and add. And then I messaged every single one of them. Like I sent over like 150, 200 messages saying, yo, join my group. Like I need feedback from you guys. Like you'll be involved in like the stuff that goes on in the company. And you know, everyone's like, oh, like that would be an honor. And so they joined, and that's how I do most of my stuff now, how I pick the names, how I pick like the next flavor that's going to launch. I usually like have like two or three flavors and I'm like, okay, which flavor should I go with? And then people decide.
You have a built-in feedback group. That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't hard. It took 2 days to go from zero to like 150 people.
What I think is so impressive about how you got started is, like Andy said, you just started, you know, you were curious and you just followed up on things. So I love how you didn't try to find like some special formula to, to find a new product. You said, I'm going to reach out to people and I'm going to ask them questions and I'm going to get some feedback. And I love that.
I had a friend the other day, right? And we were talking about launching, like he has an existing company, and I was like, why don't we give your audience, and his existing company, you know, is perfect for like a supplement. So I said, why don't you launch a supplement? Like I can help you. Obviously I can help him. And he's like, that would actually be good. It's, reoccurring. People will keep ordering. So I said, okay, here's a good idea, right? He's been doing a lot of stuff with ManyChat. So he has a massive, he has like a big email list, and he has a big ManyChat list. And we're talking like something like 1,000 people, nothing crazy, not 25,000. I said, why don't you create a Google form and in that, or like just any survey or whatever, and ask them, what supplement do you guys currently use? What's missing in the market? What would you like? And then basically he shot that out to all of his customers, and his customers gave him feedback. And based on that, he's creating a supplement. So it's, it's not hard. Like you have, like there's people around you, you're selling to the people. So why don't you just have them tell you what you should make?
And then they feel part of it and they actually feel compelled to buy it, because they say, hey, I had a part in making this, and this is my flavor, right?
Yeah. And usually like you can expand that. Like, so if you have 1,000 people and like 500 people say, okay, we want this like supplement, then you can like, anticipate that, that like there's 500,000 people like them out there that are potential customers for your supplement.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.